Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Jay Har with the special edition of Amazing Mets Conversation. Proud to have sitting my right, Jose Vasquez, retired but at 108 in Queens Police.
Yes, 108 in the 104 precinct.
And president of the police team. And Chris Torres, engine 22.
Yes, sir. Okay.
So August 10th, 25th annual Battle of the Badges, police and firemen, 12-12. Who's going to win?
Oh, we are.
Oh, fire department's got it.
I mean, how much rivalry is between, you read in the papers, you know, your team is butting on the field. Is the rivalry that intense?
It's very intense.
Like Dodgers, Yankees, Mets, Yankees?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, Chris can tell you, it's once we get between those lines, it's our Super Bowl. It's our Game 7 of the World Series.
Yeah, absolutely. Off the field, we're all very familiar with each other. A lot of us played high school, college, and Federation Bowl together. But once the game starts, none of that matters. It's, the my opinion, the longest running natural rivalry in the history of New York City.
Really?
Without a doubt.
Chris, you've been you're a pitcher now. Do you put the game 3-4 innings? How long do you think you've been pitching?
As long as I can, God willing. So yeah. I think the plan right now is for me to come out of the pen and do my job from there.
And you're the manager, basically, in present?
No, I don't. So I stopped managing in 2017, right. just became solely the team president, which is mostly doing the administrative stuff that no one likes to do. But I've been around almost 30 years with the ball club. So,
how do you guys recruit the team? I mean, you know, how many guys are on the team? How do you go about recruiting the guys who play? Yeah, you guys have big schedules. I didn't realize it. I mean, yeah.
So we, the police department, we hold tryouts every single year. We try our best to get kids freshly out of the academy who just finished playing college baseball, right. or were playing minor league ball and decided that, you know, they wanted to join the police department. So we hold tryouts every year. And our roster is anywhere between 25 to 30 guys.
How about you, Chris?
Yeah, it's about the same, about 25 to 30. And we reach out to a lot of the new candidates and the probies once they're in the academy. And much like these guys, we hold tryouts for a few weeks before the start of the season and really evaluate the talent level from there.
I mean, everybody doesn't play, right? It's not like you get a unit if you're on the team. You got to make the team, right? It's not
correct. You got to make the team.
Talent plays.
Have any of you guys had any interaction? You know, David Wright is commissioner of the game, Battle of Badges game, and the perfect guy to do this. I mean, his father, Ron, was a police chief down in Norfolk, and he went to practically every firehouse on 9/11 from 2004 to 18. The perfect guy, you know, I'm sure you guys enjoyed meeting him. What have you guys heard about David?
Nothing but great things, all be told. Knowing that his father was a police officer down south and what he's done for the first responder community in New York City. Sounds like a great guy.
Let me tell you this. I was the PR guy here for 38 years at work with David. Anytime a policeman or fireman was injured, we would get a call. He's the first guy to make a call, make a visit. Unlike some players, it wasn't a PR thing. He did it behind the scenes. He didn't want the attention. You know, and that's why, you know, he's back in our fold. He's doing some appearances, and this is the perfect thing for him because he always said, you know, foreign police with the real heroes, not the players. I think you really enjoy, you know, meeting. So it's you guys raise a lot of money. Like last year, I think $82,000.
Correct.
It's divided up to a couple of different charities you recommend. Well, who picks out the charities? Your bosses do? Or?
Well, on the NYPD, I do. I have myself as the president. I have a vice president, and we discuss what charities, right. You know, we want to do. It's always, most of the time, the history of these games being played, the NYPD has always given to the PBA Widows and Children's Fund, but I wanted to expand it. Right. So last year we included the Children's Hospital at Montefiore, and this year we want to do a nonprofit organization called South Fork United, which travels to South America and all over the country to donate soccer equipment, baseball equipment to families in need.
Yeah, much like these guys, the leadership on a team ultimately decides which charities to donate to, and this year we're going to be donating to the New York City Burn Center and the UFA Widows Fund. Obviously, what we do for a living comes with a couple of inherent risks, burns being the most visible one.
Right.
So for us, that makes the most sense, as well as taking care of the families of our fallen brothers and sisters.
I've been with the Mets 44 years now. Probably one of the finest people I've ever worked with is Rusty Staub. He started the Widows Fund. What a great gentleman he was.
Yeah,
he was. And this is before 9/11. A relative of his was a policeman killed in New Orleans, and he just did everything. I mean, millions upon millions upon millions of dollars.
Yeah,
I mean,
a lot of people don't know that, but Rusty was a, you know, we owe a lot to Rusty.
Oh, my God. I mean,
he was a, you know, and I've never got to meet him, but I heard he was a gentleman.
I mean, he was the best. I mean,
and
he never stopped giving, you know, and he would have gotten a big kick out of this game. But, I mean, he just started a charity before nine, and he... You know, when 9/11 happened, through Rusty's leadership, our players donated a day's salary to the Widows and Children's Fund. I mean, he kept going and going and going. He worked with food drives and everything. I mean, one of the best. I mean, he would have gotten such a kick at this game. Tell me about how many games you play a year. I really didn't think you had that big of a schedule.
We play about 60 to 65 games a season. We play in a regular college level league. And then we also travel the country. In March, we went down to Colombia to play some spring training games and do some charity work, do some baseball clinics. And both teams are going to Boston for the Police Fire World Series in Boston. And then the last tournament of the year, we're actually going to go to Mesa, Arizona and play in the minor league facility down there.
Have any guys from your team that ever got signed? They can't get signed because they're police.
Signed off the field, not on our side, and as long as I can remember.
No. I mean, we've had guys that did play pro ball, played minor league. We've had players on both sides
who
played in major league organizations and then joined the police and fire department.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So we've had our share.
Are there any side bets going on?
none that we can mention. No, honestly, this game is played for pride more than anything else. You know, side bets are great, but nobody wants to lose it, especially at Citi Field.
Right.
People don't realize that, you know, first of all, a lot of people didn't realize that each department had a baseball team. And then they come out and see us play, and they actually say, hey, these guys can play ball. And then they don't realize that both teams hate losing. It leaves a sour taste in your mouth for the whole offseason. And we can't wait to get back on the field to try to you know, reverse the fortune.
Last year, police won 9-6.
Yes.
And that's something that's probably been our biggest motivator for the year.
Right.
Losing on a big stage is something no one wants to do. So this year we're... There's definitely a little bit more motivation and a little more fire in our tank.
How many workouts do you have? Do you guys work out a lot, practice before the game, or?
So we, we're still in the middle of our season. We're about to start our playoffs. So, between these guys working their regular 8-hour shifts plus doing overtime and playing games, we really don't even have time to practice.
Right.
But it's good. We normally play league games leading into the big game, so it's not like we go in there flat.
Same here, not too dissimilar with us. We're actually in the midst of a playoff push right now. And again, like Jose said, coming off of our night shifts or our 24-hour shifts, we do try to get some workouts in the days leading up to the game, but the best practice we can do is playing live ball.
playing in City Field is a big plus. But, you know, hopefully we'll get over the 100 grand mark in this year. I mean, you know, played in a major league stadium. Before I forget, you know, Todd Zeal's going to be at the game too. Oh, wow.
Very nice.
Because he's a guy who likes to give. He goes to fire places on his own, but he wanted to be part of it, so he's going to be there greeting people and stuff like that.
That's awesome. That's great.
You know, we're giving out. I guess part of the concessions and the tickets go to the charities, and they're giving out giveaways for the fans during the game. So it could be like a pep talk, a Newt Rockne thing before.
There always is. There always is. It's usually.
You wouldn't want for the Gipper?
Something like that. Maybe a little bit more explicit, but something like that. And it usually happens in the past. It's been in the tunnel just before we come out onto the field for first pitch.
Well, is there a streak going? I know it's 12-12. Is there one side or one way? Is it win-win, lose-win?
It's almost like we're back and forth every year.
It's you know, I think maybe the longest streak has been like 3 in a row on both sides.
Yeah, something like that.
But it's always, you know, it's always seems like it's always a tight game.
There hasn't been one game that's been an absolute blowout from the word go. They've been all competitive.
Was there
games.
One dramatic win, you know, bottom of the eighth, 2-run home with one out? Was there any dramatic win?
You know, I don't know if in the charity games, I don't think it's happened.
No.
I know because, again, I've been on the team almost 30 years, and we happen to be playing in the same league 1 year. I think this is before
this
Christmas
is
time.
Definitely before my time,
and we were both teams were in the championship, and we won the championship on a walk-off home run.
Really?
Yeah, so that was probably the only time I remember something like that. But the games that we play at, you know, at MCU Park, and you know, those games have been, they've been, you know, tight games, but no dramatic endings.
Yeah. Perfect. Ford Dealers is a sponsor of the game. They give me 10 grand to the charities. That helps, you know.
Oh, sure.
That's awesome. And we're extremely appreciative of that.
Yeah, to do that. You guys, you told me, Jose, you were around 9/11. Year two, you were not on duty.
No, I've been on the job 9 years. I was a kid when 9/11 happened.
One of my proudest moments in being with the Mets was what the team did for 9/11. You know, I mean, to a man, we went to ground zero, the fire police station. And as we're getting in August, what are we get closer to, so it's 22 years, right? 22 years. Does it seem hard to believe this 22 years?
It does, because I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
So every year that passes, people think that, you know, it makes it easier, but it really doesn't. I mean, it's still a fresh thought in your mind. I still remember, you know, exactly the moments leading to the incident that morning. It was a beautiful sunny day on a Tuesday. Yeah. It was actually an election day that day.
Yeah.
So even 22 years later, I still remember it like it was yesterday.
You have many memories? I know you're probably too young, Chris.
I was a freshman in high school, and I could tell you exactly what I was doing and where I was. My firehouse lost 9 guys, and I've worked with firemen who lost parents, and it's the memory of the day is still with them, and the day doesn't seem to get easier for them.
You know what bothers me? Bothers, not the right word, is year by year, the coverage in the papers doesn't seem to be, my imagine is kind of like it's blown off. Maybe I'm not saying it right. You know what I'm trying to say? It's not, it doesn't seem the command and respect it deserves. And I don't know what I'm trying to say. But
it's been marginalized in the media a little bit, especially as you get further away from the date. It doesn't sell papers, and that's the unfortunate part.
You're right. I mean, we had the 20th anniversary of the game. We had a nice game with the Yankees.
I was here for that. That was a great game.
People shouldn't forget, you know. I mean, it really bothers me in a way that, you know, we get further and further away that they forget what happened that day, how many lives were changed. And, you know, it just, I don't know, maybe it's just a natural thing. You know, I was a big John Kennedy guy growing up in college. So, you know, he in 63, so that's 37, 60 years. There used to be big stuff in the papers every year. Now there's nothing anymore. So what's going to be you guys' marching orders? Is there one thing you're going to tell your troops before?
You know, I don't give the rah-rah speeches anymore, but they know that I'm not good with losing. My manager is, I would say, a very low-key, humble person, so he's not a rah-rah guy. But they know what they want to do. They don't need any pep talks. They're going to be up for this game. And they know, you know, from first pitch to the last pitch, they're going to give it, you know, that they're all to try to come up.
How about you, Chris?
Absolutely. I'm not the guy who gives a speech, but every year, the second we find out that we're playing the Cops anywhere, the date on the calendar is circled. So the day of, we are extremely focused and ready to handle business. And as a team, we hate losing more than we like winning. And, you know, the ultimate speech is just win, baby, win. Yeah.
How many different houses and stations are represented on your team? Is that a fair, you know, I mean?
A lot.
A lot?
On our end, a lot. We have, on our team, all five boroughs of the city are represented on the baseball team.
26 guys on the roster, and I could tell you all 26 guys work in different commands.
But it's hard to, like you say, you guys, like really you have, hard, you, really you don't hard. Have, you have day jobs, right? You're police and firemen. It's not like
100%. A lot of our guys get together on their own time with a couple of other guys. It may be groups of three or four, but they'll go, they'll hit together, they'll throw together. And then when we can, especially on the days leading up to the game, we will get together full team practice. And so we do our best to get our work in when we can.
Well, I mean, I'm looking forward to the game. And like I said, the Mets, proud to say we've had a great relationship, both the fire and the police department, for as long as I've been here. And it's I'm glad this game is getting some attention. I think you'll get a kick out of meeting David Wright. He'll learn a lot to the game. He appreciates what the game is about, you know. And he's going to go back and forth each dugout, spend time with each team. I see Todd will be here. We have really two of the best guys ever played for the Mets. And hope we can raise some money. Goes to charity, you know. I mean, it's $20 a ticket, but a lot of it will go to the funds which you guys want to do. So you have to do a good game. No fights, no?
No,
we're not the hockey team. we're not those guys.
Let me ask you one thing. You mentioned how many other different sports? Is there boxing, hockey? I mean,
if there's a sport, we probably have a team for it.
Yeah.
That's really? On both sides, yeah.
We actually, the police department now has a unit. It's called the sports unit.
Right.
And it... we have motorsports, we have judo, you name it, we have.
Really? I think
yes. Yeah, absolutely, yes. Same here. Everything from golf, CrossFit, basketball, skiing. I'm pretty sure there's a team for everything on this job.
It's just police, there's no, like, the Port Authority, it's just you guys. I mean, it's no other agencies have that, do they? You guys are the only agencies that have these rivalries, right?
The longest running and most intense, probably us, but there are other agencies. I mean, I believe Corrections does have a team, and the court officers do have a team. And, you know, with respect to them, when we play them, it's just another game. With these guys, it's the furthest thing from it.
You know, one of the things, not to blow our own horn, I mean, one of the things I'm proudest of, too, is after 9/11, we wore the hats for everybody. And I can't tell you how much I got a call from I think the court officer lost four people in 9/11, if my memory serves me correct. Got a call from the wife of the, and she was so appreciative of wearing the hats, and we were the first team to do that, you know, and the MLB at that time didn't want us to do it because, you know, we can't sell fair, and our players refused not to take it off, you know, they weren't, and we were at the court office, the EMTs, the canine unit. I mean, that's one thing I'm most proud of. Do you guys remember that from the beginning?
I remember that clearly. It was nice to see those four letters, you know, on the Met player's head, representing, you know, our departments and showing us, you know, the honor of, you know, and recognizing of what we went through. The sacrifice.
I think we were a hat for every agency you lost somebody. Yes. We were 9 or 10 different hats. And,
yes.
And we kept it up. And you know, in other teams, again, you don't do this to players, but I'm proud that we were the first. You know, when we had the... You know, we turned Shea Stadium into a recovery area, and I'm just proud of what me and I. You know, I was happy, you know, in my time here, we won the World Championship playoffs. But the thing I'm proudest of what we did that 2001 team did. You know, puts some of my team that, stone.
Yeah. I remember that clearly. Yeah, with Bobby Valentine and John Franco and those guys.
Yeah, they got it. You know, and David Wright picked up that legacy. Yeah. You know, and that's why I think it'll be fun. Listen, wish you all the best. You know, have a good game.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
I'll be there rooting you guys on. And again, 29 ticket. Help me come out and see these guys play good causes. Helps a lot of people. Hope we have a good game on August at 7 o'clock at Citi Field.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you guys.